that the Ramchal speaks over here is something which is a, you know, it goes to the heart of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us Torah Shebaal Peh from Sinai in written. So the simple answer is there's not enough, space, room, it's difficult, it's impossible. There are a lot of wonderful technical reasons given for it. That's not the right hesber for it. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, when he describes the Seder of giving the Torah, the Rambam in his Akdamot Zrayim has a description of how Torah was given. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Torah with its HaMitzvah UPirusha, the mitzvah and its explanation. In other words, there are two parts. There's a mitzvah and there's a pirush. They don't always go together. Let's flesh that out a bit. When I can make a general statement and I can say you need to have in the classroom a very pleasant atmosphere, homey atmosphere, but then you give a lot of details, but not in this case, and in some cases you do it this way, and under those circumstances, that's called pirusha. In other words, you have the central principle, and then you have, well, how does that actually come to being? Lemashal, I come along and I say, Shabbos is a day of rest. That's true, that statement is true, but how in the world is that day of rest manifest itself? That's something else. So really, the pirusha, it's statements with explanations how these statements are to realize themselves, actualize themselves. It's a different setup. Let's give one more example. Ayin Tachasayin, when Chazal darshit and they say it means money, what it means is it's Ayin Tachasayin. That's the klal. Money is the way in which Ayin Tachasayin is exacted, in the way it's done. So, Torah was given as Torah Shebiksav is klolim, it's sosum. It was given without a pirush. How, what, what, when? Tefillin is a zikaron la'oisal yedecha toitafayis beinenecha. That's what tefillin is. What exactly you use as a zikaron, where the beinenayim is, and so on, that's already pirusha. So those are really, really two sections of what a Torah is given. And there are many reasons why this is a more effective, efficient way of doing it, or better said, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do it, and we'll see reasons why later. But understanding the relationship is a relationship of mitzvah and pirusha. Omnam, ha'emesu shebechavana mechuven, and this is, by the way, one of the reasons why I always feel very uncomfortable that we are in the same bed, so to speak, as a fundamentalist Bible preachers, and a lot of issues. They take out the Bible and they say, God said this, God said that, God said the other thing. The Bible is not what God said. The Bible without Torah Shebaal Peh is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And b'meila, you don't have it right. Omnom ha'emesu, shebekavone mechuvenes helim odin baruch hu kavones v'amitis, etayin v'aslein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had reasons why he did it. V'omnam kol ze shel metor shel b'ksav mesor l'mashel shol b'al peh, u'mimena nimshach ha-mesoris l'chom dor achador. So he gave it over to Moshe, and that mesoris went on to chom dor achador. V'hine b'mesoris hazeh, nizbara kavanas ha-ksuvim la-amita. This mesoris explained the kavanas ha-psukim, v'noidolon amitas ma'is ha-mitzvus, k'moshodin baruch hu roitze behem. Let's give some reasons why it would be like that. Let's give possibly... there are some reasons that are, I guess, functional. In other words, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a bris with Klal Yisrael, and therefore, if you give everything Torah Shebiksav, anybody who would, any goy that would pick it up would be able to look at it and learn it. There's a chelik that's Baal Peh, and so on. But I think there is a reason that goes to the heart of what Torah is. No matter how much you write, no matter how detailed you write, you can't give over what one would call the Ruach HaDvarim. It's very, very difficult to give over what something means, the emes. You can give, anyone who's seen things that are written, you know that it's always an approximation of what the person had in mind. It's never, ever exactly what he meant by it. You can give over statements. So, LaMarshall, when a person says, I want, I don't know, 10 challahs and 4 bagels, so that, yes, writing that is more than enough. But when I say a person should do something with patience, a person should daven like his Moina Moisav, all of these things, all of those statements, we can't quantify it. So being able to get a feel for the what's the panemius, the neshama, that's only by speech. So anytime when you hear somebody speaking, you really are able to get some of the ruach panemius from a person only through speech. Had Torah been given all in a book, we wouldn't have that. And b'meila, we would immediately lose the ability to connect to the exact flavor of Torah. We wouldn't be able to appreciate, so what exactly does it mean? Now that Torah was given to us in a way that it you must have a Rebbe, so that means I have to hear from somebody. And in hearing from somebody, I pick up the intangible nuances as well. And therefore, I need to get it. So the Messiris of Torah Shebaal Peh ensures that I'm able to get that. This is why I think Chazal placed such emphasis on Shimush Tamei Chachamim, Shimush Gedol Milimuda, the musik of somebody not having a Rebbe. All of that, it's because I can give over everything that's external without a Rebbe, without a Hemshech, and so on. The one thing that I can't give over is the Ruach of it. The Ruach of it is a person. A person gives over a certain Ruach, and Torah needs to come from somebody who has that Ruach. That's the way it goes. So he says, "V'omnams." So v'ira v'mesoros hazen izbara b'kavanaskum la'mita v'noel la'mitas ma'isa mitzis ma'isha adon baruch hu roitze b'hem. V'hine nimtzu b'divrei haTorah shebiksav v'b'chinas haskemosim haperush hamekubel mischalkim shlosh chalokim. So, what is the relationship of the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh in terms of the meanings that, in terms of, let's call it the tug of war or the tension between the Biksav and Baal Peh? So, there are three of them. Hachelek harishon hu kol inyanim baklolam bakosav, ach lo proteim v'nisbar ha'protim ha'mesiris. The first chelek is things that the Torah explains, plenty of stuff in the Torah, but you don't have the details. And the details are explained in the Mesoras. Hachelek hasheni, the second part, who called ksuvim shiburim mesupik, kashe yizbalu pirushim shaynim, and esparach ha-mesoras. Now, even the things that the Torah wrote out, there are areas that are unclear, and the Torah Shebaal Peh will tell us what is that meaning. The third chelik is psukim that have seem to have a different meaning, an opposite meaning. The Moshel says Arboim Yakeno, 40 Makis. Vinezbaya b'mesayres hayoyis hanirtsa mischalef me'oid me'anira. That what's wanted is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is different than what it says. Vazem chazal halacha oikeves amikra. Omnon ein pratech helik ze rabim. First of all, there aren't many cases like that. Most of the cases belong to the first two. V'loy oid alashim titrach v'samik b'dova timtza shaloy apshat makrish legami halacha lo misnagid lo. It's something which really gives it, it qualifies it in a certain way. And Lamashal, when Chazal go from Arboim to 39, there's some sort of hezbah with it. There's something which carries a dirg of a hezbah with it. And same thing with Ayin Tachasayin. Reb Chaim says it means something. It means that it's a knas. It's a geta like Ayin Tachasayin, except that it's momenis. Even those cases where the halacha, the Torah Shabbosav seems to be oikert, v'cholayfin, it's something that in the end of it, there's an understanding of the relationship of the two. As I heard, God, I just mentioned Agavruche from somebody, I guess since he's an alumni of the yeshiva, so we can say over the pshat. I heard from Rabbi Wiederblank. It was in Parshas Tzav. He asked, it says that the pasuk says that the kohen that in certain types of karbonis, it says that kohanim split the karbonis alike, whether or not you did the avodah or not. But if you read the psukim, it doesn't sound like it. In the psukim, it says that one type of carbon, the one who's makrivit gets it, and one type of carbon, everybody who does avoda. So Ramban explains first the Torah the way it's written, and he says it makes a lot of seichel because this type of carbon is something which is a lot of tircha, and the person who pachkin and work with it, we expect to get a lot. The other one doesn't require much; it's a minch, whatever. So they should split that evenly. Then he says, but the Gemara says not like that. Teresh Shabbal Peh says not like that. And it says you should split it because of Shalom Bayis. That's the Ramban over there. So Weirbank asked, so on a halacha like this, what do we gain by having a pshat in Teresh Shabbal Ksav and then having a halacha that's the opposite of that? And he said, very good. He said, Adarabah, the pasuk is telling me like this. Mitzad the yashus hainyanim, it should have been in the karbanis. That's a big tircha. We should give it to the person who's an oved, and that's how it should be. Because there's an inyan of shalom bayis, and the inyan of shalom bayis tells me to override other considerations. Therefore, we split it evenly. But this understanding that there are two different dynamics that should go into it. One is to give it to the person who works harder. That's certainly the right thing to do. And then there's a second dynamic, which is because of Shalom Bayis, to give to the one who's more. So the idea that Shalom Bayis is overriding another shikul is something which is only learned by having the stira between the pshat and the drasha. So back upon him, most of the time the pshat and the drasha is it's either filling in details or it's clarifying something. Ubimashe kibalnu she'omnom balatayri yisbarach shmei ksova al drachim pratim v'chukim yuchadim.
Okay,
The Ramchal here is explaining the validity. I guess the validity would be right of Yud Gimel Midas. Let's understand what the problem is, and then let's understand what he's explaining. The problem is anyone who looks at Psukim through Yud Gimel Midas and says stuff, I don't say something. The Pasuk says Mefurish like this. You're coming along with Exer Shava and say this and this is the other thing. How can something as puny as Exer Shava, make that difference for Chulu v'Chulu? And in other words, down deep, the Pshat is the Torah Hashem gave, the Drushes Chazal say, and the Drushes are really, really kind of, is sort of saying all sorts of Pshatim in the Torah. That's the sort of, that seems to be the Mahalach of something like that. Really, the Pshat is like this. Hashem said, I mean to say what I mean to say based on Yud Gimel Midas. No matter how I write it out mefurish, my kavanas advarim is kefi what I gave Yud Gimel Midas. Let's give a simple mashal. Imagine we're going to have a meeting or something like that, and I with a full group of board or whatever it is, and I tell somebody, listen, I'm going to get up the board and I'm going to scream and yell X, Y, and Z. I need you to stand firm and not to budge. It has to work like this. So even though I'm saying I'm against it or I'm for it, I really mean something else. And your job is to keep affirming what I really mean. That is the flavor of what he means over here. Yud Gimel Ikrim was given in Sinai, and therefore this is what Hashem wants. A Chacham came along later and they said, well, this we think this is good insight in the pasuk. If that would be true, then they would be right. They certainly are twisting and so on. This actually was one of the great issues that plagued Yiddishkeit when reform movement came into being and so on. They started with an assumption that the drushes that the Rabbanan gave in the Pshatim, they invented. So it's one thing when you have nice tools for darshaning, and you dissect somebody's words and you come up with meaning and so on and so forth. Okay, so you say, al derech hachachma is what it means. But if you're an outsider and you're trying to read something to something and you're using Yud Gimel Midas Shatayin Reshbem, it seems very, very flimsy. Doesn't seem quite at all to be of anything of... So he says over here, so you have to understand, the kavana of the Torah was what the Yud Gimel Midas say. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Torah. V'tzor sh'teda oid kine ikra dinim kulam asher mitzvos esen esalisa say kulam mekubalim m'moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom. So the etzim halachas themselves are written in the Torah. Now, he's going to address over here, I'm sorry, all these things are musa for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, he's going to explain the following. There's a big shaila amongst the Chachma Doris. What is the relationship between Yud Gimel Midas Shatayin Nedreshes Behem to the halacha that we have? So it's quite extreme, the distinctions. Lamashal, some of the Rabbi Isaac Halevi, who was a big, he was an Adam Godlad Moid, He was a contemporary of Chaim Brisker. Chaim held a lot of him. He wrote historical works disproving the reform, etc. He was extraordinarily fluent in Greek and Arabic and everything. And he would show the proofs that they brought from Josephus and so on. If you saw the original, it wasn't so on. It's a very difficult work. The Torah Zachronim is not easy reading. But this is where he undertakes to sort of fight them. I mean, his Bekiyas is just stunning. But his Shita is every single halacha was given to Moshe. All of those drushes are a geder asmachta. They like to find places in the psukim to hang it on, but that's all it is. It's extraordinary chiddush. It's something that really begs, it begs, could that really be? But that's what he says. Then there are shitas, like the Malbim, the other extreme. The Malbim has klolim, 365 klolim, and that exactly how, or tayak klolim, exactly how you darshan each word consistently everywhere, and what is its grammatical logic. Credible work, and that's all the drushes of Mamish in Torah, and there's shitas in between. But the point is, the drushes themselves were not where it came from. It came from someplace much deeper than the drushes. So he says, everything that's a Mesoiris has a remez in the Torah. We wanted to know and find its remiza, where it's merumas in Torah. That is Torah. There's an Arachayim HaKadosh that says that's the Pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says he went up Shemayim and he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu was Koshek Sharim to the Ksarim. It was Koshek Sharim to the words. The Kshiras Ksarim was the Keshav where Torah Shebiksav is tied to the Torah Shebalpeh, or where Torah Shebalpeh is tied to the Torah Shebiksav. And he says this is the Iker Avod of Torah, is to try to find the chibur between the two. That's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. There is also the finding where it's merumis is ki'ilu the nekudas achibur between the two, and that's why it's a very very important chelek haTorah. Rav Shlomo Hirsch, I think, says much more on a practical level, but I think it's the same Nekuda. He says there are two alternate systems. We have the Mesorah and we have the Limud from the Psukim. They act as a double check on each other. In other words, if we're not sure what the Mesorah is, we can always check it in the Pasuk. So it's more than just some abstract mitzvah to find it merumas. It's something which goes into the Shmiras HaTorah. It ensures, so the mashal, if you have a machloikis to a meroim, which is really a machloikis in what the Mesiris is, you can by trying to figure out how do the limudim work out, that's how we figure out who's right. They go back and forth, according to you, where do you know it right? Not from this word. According to you, where do you know it right? Not from this word. And you see, it's not, you can't say, like he says over here, just that it's sort of a mitzvah of sorts. The Gemara is going back and forth. If according to you, you won't be able to touch this pasuk. According to you, you'll be able to touch this pasuk. And the Gemara decides halachas on that. If you look at the Gemara, something like Avshan Shmuel Hirsch's Nahalach, seems to fit very well. It's ke'ilu. It must be that you're right, because there'd be no limit according to me or vice versa. So, he says it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen is to find where the Torah Sheba Peh is merumis. So each one has to try to find that limud. Sometimes we find only a machloikis as regards the rayas. So sometimes the rayas themselves don't stand out in pshat. So they knew the halacha. They were starting, they knew the answer beforehand. They knew what the halacha is. They were trying to find it in the psukim. V'hine lo yirtze bo'isam pirushim sho'isus is kavonas hemshech ha-mikra hu, av lo yirtze ze kivim ba'la Torah Baruch Hu mashrotze ramiz b'darki mikro b'darach ha-remiz. They're not saying that this is pshat in the pasuk. They're saying this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to tell us within the pshat of the pasuk. So the pshat of the pasuk itself is valid, and that's the pshat of the pasuk. Now there's a second chelik where what else does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell us in it? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell us in the Remesh HaPasik? It's Ikar Torah. The question is just where it's Torah in the Pasik. So, Lemaise, Marshal, the Halacha Lemaise will always go Basa the Limut. Rav Ezra, who is a big Baal Pshat, always makes a point of saying that the meaning of the Pasik is the meaning the halacha is always the Torah Sheba Peh, but the teichen and the meaning of it is this Torah but a certain level of meaning is the Torah Sheba Ksav. So pshat gives me understanding, but what the halacha is and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean I should do, that's always in Torah Sheba Peh. Okay, we'll hold it here. Agotin. Yeah, okay.